It's that river of God. Woo! And you, yeah, there you go. Yeah. And you have joined Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And we are excited about what God is doing. That was our buddy Connie Farmer and that crazy yell she does when she gets excited about God. Or was it the Bucks that you were just so excited about there, Connie?
Not the Bucks.
But what happened?
I've got they actually won.
They just now won. And for some of you that are in other parts of the globe, you're not going to believe this.
Shocker.
But shock, we were 0-7, and we just this minute, like as of about 1 minute ago, became 1-7. And that is tremendous.
The Packers beat the Packers.
How exciting
That's
is that?
They were here.
Yeah, they were here in our stadium, and I've got my Bucks football red t-shirt on, so maybe I'm going to have to wear it every Sunday afternoon, Connie. I don't know. What do you think? I don't know.
I hope they had a little talent.
Oh, it would help if, I hope they're not listening right now.
They
I don't think
are.
They are because they're running off the field pretty excited. Yeah. So we're glad you joined Living the Good Life. And I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister along with Connie Farmer. Connie Farmer, you have been ill. You have been going through all kinds of other things. You've had a wreck. You've had all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
I'm not even.
Let's just sing this bell.
Because
it's all over with now. I'm done with it.
You're done with all that stuff?
Yeah.
All right. She's got the bell, so we never know what's going to happen here. She's been through so much in the last few weeks and months, and we've missed you as one of our regular contributors on Living the Good Life, but you always do our music.
Yep.
You are so faithful to do our music, and we are always excited about what you come up with. It's always good. It's always good, and it always just fits in, Connie. I know we say this a lot, but it does. It always fits in, and I just give you kind of a general theme a few days before the radio show, and then you just ask God what songs, and it's like Marla with our worship music at church.
Yeah, she does a phenomenal job,
and it's she doesn't even have that. I don't even tell her what the theme is going to be that day, but she just goes with what.
It always fits, too.
It's the Holy Spirit, you know? It's the Holy Spirit who lives in us and tells us and directs us and leads us in a direction that he like he does with you every week on the music. It's exciting, isn't it? And you just kind of wait on God. Some things just don't feel. Tell us how you do that.
Well, sometimes at the beginning of the week, like after Sunday.
Right.
You know, I'll start. I listen to usually several different Christian stations through the week. At least one.
Okay.
Specifically. And then kind of flip around.
Right.
And actually with this rental car I have now, I have satellites, so I'm listening to some of those other Christian stations
around
there. Oh,
that's cool. And you have a rental car because...
My car's getting fixed
All
after
right.
the wreck.
Anyway. At least you didn't have to get fixed after
boom,
the wreck.
Boom.
All right. And you're okay.
Yeah.
But...
So I just, you know, listen to things and I... listen to the new music a lot because there's a lot of really new,
some
nice, great groups out.
Christian artists now. Wow.
And I'm on Facebook. I Facebook with a lot of those groups. I'm on
their
list. So I get all their updates and their new songs.
Oh, that's great.
And
good.
So that's good too. And, you know, I just wait.
Just wait on God.
And a lot of times, you know, like I try in the beginning, I tried to like get it done first,
right.
You know, get like as soon as I just work on it, get it done. But usually I ended up changing the song. So I just wait. And most of the time I finish it up like Saturday morning or so.
Right.
Sometimes Friday, but most of the time, Saturday.
So you get the disc ready and we know where we're going. But it's just amazing. There have been times where, and it happened last week because you were ill last week.
Yeah,
and
I didn't have the swine flu.
You
weren't craving bacon or nothing.
Right.
But we...
you had some kind of flu last week. Really sick.
Yeah.
And so we did repeat a CD of music that we had used before. But, you know, it was amazing because God just brought our conversation, Pastor Jim and I, right in there with those songs without even... There was no effort. It just happened. It was how God does it.
I really felt bad because I really felt... The music we're using today is actually what I prepared last week.
Right.
And this would have been... Well, I just figure it's it was waiting for me to be
here. It was waiting. Yeah, it was waiting for you to be here so you could talk about it. We're so glad that you've all joined us today on Living the Good Life. And yes, we are excited that the Bucks finally won a game. That's really cool. But we are especially excited that God is alive and well and present in our lives, Connie, that he has not left us. He has not deserted us. He's not walked away from us, that he loves us. He cares about what's going on in our lives. And you out there today may be going through a very hard time. Like Connie's been going through some very hard times. And some of the rest of you out there may be able to relate to her today that, like, life's been tough, you know? How have you gotten through all this, Con? Share.
Prayer. And prayer. Just, you know, and you have to really look at things for what you're supposed to learn out of it.
There you go. Boy, that's huge, isn't it?
But, yeah. But it's hard. It's hard to do that.
Right.
Because, you know, you want to just be mad.
Right.
You know, when all these things keep happening, you want to just be angry and fight. And
yeah.
you know, you just have to draw from what you have within you.
Within you.
And because, you know, there's that old thing that says when you apply pressure, what's inside of you comes out.
Absolutely.
And if you have a bunch of yuck inside of you, right, you know, you're going to just squeeze out a bunch of pussy yuck.
That's pretty gross, nurse.
Pussy yucky stuff.
Yeah,
instead of, you know, just kind of, you know, taking it one day at a time.
And letting God do the work in you that needs to be done. The refining process, you know? It's so much a part of our Christian walk, yet we as Christians so often try to avoid the refining process.
Well, I'd like to avoid it, but I'd rather just get it done and
just get it done and let God, you know, smooth off those rough edges, you know, and let him do the work he needs to do. And we always start our show with that river of anointing, because that is God's presence working in us. That's what we're talking about when we say the Holy Spirit shows us what songs to do. It's that presence of God within us that is directing us and leading us on a daily basis, on a moment by moment basis.
Right. As long as you let him.
As long as you let him. But it does require, that's very interesting you said that, because it requires our participation in that we have to allow God's Holy Spirit to do the work in us that he wants to do. And that's not always easy, Connie.
No.
Mm-mm.
No, it's not.
Not always.
No. Because you just, you know, some people will, and I've done it too, is, you know, okay, I'm going to pray and let God, you know,
right,
give it to God.
Give it to God.
Well, then before I'm done, I'm taking it back.
Taking it back.
Trying to figure out
exactly
how to fix it.
You know, AA has one of their slogans. They've got a lot of great slogans. And one of them is let go and let God. And, you know, that is so true, because what you just said, we do try to control the situations in our lives. We do try to make it happen a certain way. And we do get very frustrated when it doesn't go the way we want it to go. I mean.
Yeah, and you try to do stuff.
Right.
To make it go the way you want it to go.
Right.
But it doesn't do that, because it's not supposed to go that way.
Because God has a bigger plan.
Right. And he's got the whole picture.
He's got the whole picture. Boy, we talk about that a lot on Living the Good Life, don't we?
Yeah.
That plan that he has for our lives. You know, from Jeremiah 29:11-14, what this show is based on.
Right.
That God says, I know the plans I have for you. There are plans to give you hope and a future and to bless you, not to mess you up, not to harm you.
Plans to prosper you, not to harm you.
But it's hard sometimes for us to really believe that, Connie.
Mm-hmm.
And today we're going to talk about one of the huge aspects of our Christian walk that when we get this concept down will absolutely change us on a daily basis. And it's called praise. Learning to praise God. Learning to thank God. This is November, and at Beacon of Hope, we are calling this month Thanks Be to God Month. Okay. And some of our members are going through some very hard times. We've had sickness, a lot of it. We've had a lot of stuff happening. But we've also had huge answers to prayer and healings and jobs that God has provided, and all kinds of things have happened. You know, good things.
Yeah.
In the midst of it.
Yeah.
So thanks be to God.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks be
I
to
mean,
God.
Big things.
Big things.
Healing from cancer.
Yes. Absolutely
lymphomas,
huge things.
All that.
Absolutely. Kim's in remission. And oh, we just praise God. There's been so much. So we are glad you have joined us today. We want to invite you to email us during the show. And we like to do that. We don't always get to do it, especially if I'm here by myself. I can't do it. But we want you to do that today. You can write us at pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. And we look forward to hearing from you. Question, a comment, anything that you want to say. You may even want to say, go Bucks or something like that. So pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to happen.
You don't think that's going to happen. All right, let's start with prayer. Dear God, we thank you right now for this opportunity to be on this radio show to give you glory and praise with our words and as we teach your word. Lord, for every listener today out there in Radio Land, we ask that today's word would get down on the inside of them and change them, that today would be the day that they grab hold to these principles and begin to learn them and live them. God, we thank you for your blessings in the next few moments with your precious anointing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Woo! And what song are we starting with today, Connie? Would you introduce it?
Well, let me just first say hello to Samantha.
Samantha, all right.
Nest. She's a nasty girl.
All right.
Anyway, we're going to start out with The Heart of Worship.
The Heart of Worship.
Michael W. Smith.
Michael W. Smith is one of the greats, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean,
worship,
I just...
You know, he had like two or three CDs of just worship.
Oh, I know. And if you want to go buy a CD that's absolutely going to change your life and bless you, Michael W. Smith. I've seen him in concert years ago when he was a young kid. But this is one of his greatest songs, The Heart of Worship. Let's go.
When the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to breathe something that's of worth, that will bless your heart.
Is
Praise God. It's all about you, Jesus. Connie, I love that song.
It goes on. It's like a 6-minute song.
Oh, I know. It's so long. It's a great song. Mm-hmm. That is on one of his, I think Worship is that CD. And that is just an incredible one. It's all about him. Go with us in the Word. If you have your Bibles, about the middle of your Bible, just to the right of Psalms, you will find the book Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 43, about verse 18. I'm reading from the Message Bible. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. Isaiah 43, about verse 18, and here's what God says. Forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. Wow. Connie, we get bogged down in old history. Mm-hmm. Do we not? Do we just like roll over the same stuff over and over again?
Well, and you know, things in our past predict what we're going to do in the future, and then also those things in the past affect how we are.
They really do.
It's hard to move on sometimes beyond the past.
We just keep making the same mistakes, you know. Mm-hmm. We get in those ruts of behavior, you know, and ways of looking at things. And God says here to Isaiah, this is a prophecy. Forget about what's happened. Forget about it. And don't keep going over old history. Be alert. Be present. I love that in the Message Bible.
Be present.
Be present.
Yeah.
Be alert. Be present. So many people live in the past of injury, of hurt, of bitterness, of things that have happened that they wish they could change, you know? And here God is saying, be alert, be present. I'm about to do something brand new. You know what? I receive this right now for each of us. Receive it for me. Mm-hmm. It's a new day. Maybe it's a new day for the Bucks. You never know. He's doing something. Oh, okay, sorry, Con. He's Bucks. Doing something brand new. It's bursting out. Do you see it? There it is. Here's what God says. I'm making a road through the desert, rivers in the badlands. Now, those of you out there listening, this is a rhema word. I was not going to teach out of this passage today, right, Connie? Mm-hmm. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. God's changing things here. We got to go to Isaiah 43. Here's where we are. Isaiah 43, I don't know. We're about verse 19, 20, something like that. You can find us. Listen to this in the Message Bible. God says, I'm making a road through the desert, rivers in the badlands. Yeah, some of you've got some badlands going on. You know, when you think of the badlands out west, you know, have you ever driven through the badlands? It's really mountainous and bad, rugged terrain.
The bad guys, the cowboys with the
black
hat.
Oh, yeah, the black hat.
Hid out.
Yes, they did.
In
the Badlands. That's exactly right. Yes, back in those days. Yes. Okay. Back in the days of black and white TV. Wild animals will say, thank you, the coyotes and the buzzards, because I provided. Here's what God is saying. Because he's going to provide and is providing water in the desert. Okay? Water is always a symbol of the Word of God. Okay, here's what God is doing in your life today. So receive it and take it in right now. God is saying, I'm giving you water in your desert. Some of you right now feel like you are parched and thirsty and that you really need a drink of God. You need to get part of his presence down on the inside of you. God is saying, I provided water in the desert. Here's what's coming to you. Rivers through the sun-baked earth. And sometimes, Connie, we feel like our insides are just like, you know, on one of our Florida 100-degree days, which we don't have that many of them, but sometimes we have that really intense
hot.
Nasty
it's been
hot.
Really hot lately.
It's
though.
Been hot here yeah. lately. It really has. And you just want a, you know, a fresh bottle of water, you mm-hmm. know, cold water. And God is saying this is what he's doing with us emotionally and spiritually. So out there in Radio Land, receive this right now. God wants you to understand that it's time for you to look out and see the rivers coming to you and see the water of his word just taking away all that parchedness. You know, mm-hmm. you know when your throat is so parched and dry, you just got to have water. You know that
you're trying
feeling.
To quench your thirst.
Yes. And God's Holy Spirit wants to do that now in mm-hmm. us. And even right now in the show, you receive it by faith as the word comes out. This is for someone. I don't know who you are, but this is for someone right now that has felt dried and just like, where are you, God? What's going on? You don't seem to be moving in my life. And God says, Yes, I am. And you're going to begin to feel that that strong, fresh drinking water is coming your way. Drinking water for the people I chose, the people I made especially for myself. And I've got to read this last line of verse 21 in the Message Bible. A people custom made to praise me. Custom made to praise me. God has custom made us to praise him.
And that's not a cookie cutter approach.
Woo!
Because you don't want them all looking the same.
No.
Because everybody believes and feels and worships differently.
Right. And he says, so I custom made you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And actually, Wednesday night, this past Wednesday night, Pastor Jim was teaching a Bible study mm-hmm. on the different words for praise and kneeling and worship and the word. And there are words that mean lifting up your hands, which we do mm-hmm. at Beacon of Hope. And there are words for shouting unto God. There are words for clapping. Remember that? And God
and
says,
even, woo!
And what you do, Connie, yes. And you do it so well. In fact, I heard that this morning at Beacon of Hope when you got particularly blessed there for a moment. But, you know, it's a difference. We are not all made the same. We are custom made by God. And this passage says we are custom made to praise God. Wow. God's got a purpose for your life. Mm-hmm. And some of you out there may be saying, I don't even understand what that means, to praise God. Go with me now back, go left in your Bible to Psalms 117. And this is the shortest chapter in the whole Bible, Psalm 117. And it's only two verses long. And here's what the psalmist says. And this is a command. It is not a suggestion. Psalm 117, verse 1, is a command, not a suggestion. And it says this, praise God, everybody. You think everybody includes you and me, Connie?
Yes.
Oh, we're going to talk in a few minutes why so many people don't praise God, why it's so hard. We're going to have that discussion at the 5 o'clock hour, but let's see what God says for us to be doing here in Psalm 117. Praise God, everybody. Now, it does not say, even in the Message Bible, if you feel like it. Does your Bible say that?
No, it doesn't even say that in the NIV.
It does not. What does it say in the NIV? That, read the whole Psalm, Psalm 117. This is going to take her all of about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. Peoples, I like that word.
Peoples.
Peoples.
Yeah.
For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Great is his love. So what is he saying? Praise God, everybody. That's not an option. Applaud God, all people. And we do that. We give God clap offerings. You know, mm-hmm. after a song that just really hits us. And we were singing that old hymn this morning. We started the service with Power in the Blood. Power, power, wonder-working power. And at the end of it, people just burst into clapping to God. We thank God for the blood of Jesus, you know. And God says, applaud God, all people. His love has taken over our lives. I like that phrase in the Message Bible. His love has taken over our lives. You know, when that happens, Connie, we change.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
can't
when
help it.
You can't help it. You know, when somebody falls in love with somebody and they begin to just realize, wow, this person's for me. I need to be dating this person. I need to do something about this, you know? That love for that person just like takes over your life, yeah. You know? It consumes you almost, especially in that honeymoon stage of love when you're falling in love with somebody. I can't remember how that feels, but I remember way back there in my distant past. Okay. You can remember. I can't exactly right this minute, but I'm going to take your word for it. And this is what God says we need to be doing, realizing that his love needs to be taking over our lives. You know? We're going to talk about this, Connie. How do we do that? How does that happen to us? And what do we act like when his love is taking over our lives? What changes occur in us? Because the psalmist here is saying, everybody, you got to be praising God. And you know what? It's a good thing to applaud God, you know? And his love has taken over our lives. God's faithful ways are eternal. I love the word faithful. You know, I mean, in a relationship, in a human relationship, faithfulness is key. Okay. Mm-hmm. In our relationship with God, faithfulness is key. I mean, we don't want to serve a God that's not faithful to keep his word. We don't want to serve a God that does not fulfill his promises.
Well, and he doesn't want us doing things because of any other reason than we're faithful.
And we're faithful. And we choose to, mm-hmm. right? Because it's within us. We desire to mm-hmm. praise God. Mm-hmm. Not because we have to, you know? It's got to come from your heart, you know? It's got to be a part of you where you say, wait a minute. I want to praise God because God's cool, you know? He's great. He's mighty. Look what he's done. He's the healer of my body. That chorus we sometimes sing at Beacon of Hope, look what the Lord has done. Okay, I won't sing it for you.
Go ahead.
But anyway, no, it's all right. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body.
He touched my mind.
He saved me
just in time.
Yeah. Oh, that.
I'm going to praise his name.
Amen. He touched my body. He healed my mind. He touched me just in time, or whatever that is.
Saved me
just in time. Praise God, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When we see God get involved in our daily lives, Connie, we want to praise him. We want to thank him, you know?
Well, even it with on earth, excuse me, when people do things for us, we want to thank them.
Exactly.
We want to do things for them,
yes.
because they are nice to us or kind to us or,
right.
you know, good to us. You know, we buy gifts for teachers because we appreciate what they do.
Right.
You know, so even on earth, we practice that same thing.
Exactly.
So why would we not want to praise or thank the person who's responsible for giving us life,
mm-hmm.
making us who we are, and who is shaping us into the person that we need to become?
That is an excellent question. And in a couple minutes, you and I are going to discuss this. Why do we not praise God?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because there's a lot of stuff that happens in our lives that keeps us from it. And the psalmist here is saying, let's praise God. Let's flip over to Psalm 116, go back one psalm, and look at verse 1. And the psalmist says this, I love God because he listened to me. Ooh, that's very interesting. We are really going to talk about that. Listened as I begged for mercy. He listened so intently as I laid out my case before him. Wait a minute, that word listened comes out here at three times in the first three or four lines of that psalm, Psalm 116. I'm going to read it again in the Message Bible. I love God because he listened to me. That's past tense. Listened as I begged for mercy. He listened so intently as I laid out my case before him. Let's go on. Death stared me in the face. Hell was hard on my heels. Some of you may feel like that today. Like you're facing all kinds of things, maybe physical, maybe emotional, maybe financial. Up against it, I didn't know which way to turn. Then I called out to God for help. Please, God, I cried out, save my life. God is gracious. It is he who makes things right. Our most compassionate God. God takes the side of the helpless, when I was at the end of my rope, he saved me. We're going to talk about why praise God in just a moment. And listen to station identification right now. And we will be right back. Don't go anywhere. You have time to call a friend and tell them to tune in at www.tantalk1340.com.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa, St. Petersburg. WDCF, Dade City, Zephyr Hills, and Wesley Chapel. And KLRG, Sheridan, Little Rock, Arkansas.
You are listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We're glad you're with us. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, we welcome you to come to one of our services.
Yeah, and just
participate.
Think, the Bucks won today.
They really did.
How about that?
How about that?
How about
are you sure
them
they
Bucks?
Did? So all of Tampa Bay, or most of Tampa Bay, is probably very happy today. So
or drunk.
Okay, well, that could be
probably.
Too. But if you're in the Tampa Bay area, we welcome you to come to one of our services. We are temporarily still in a hotel, still actively looking for the right place to move all of our things out of storage and get moved into, and we hope that's going to be happening very quickly, and we're going to be able to announce that on the radio soon, where our new location is. But temporarily, we are at 3580 Almerton Road in the Executive Inn, and they've been great to us, and we have a nice facility, but it's just not home. You know, we want to get everything out of storage.
We got to get our stage up.
Yeah, our platform, our musical instruments.
And sound system.
Yes.
We need to rock this place.
That's right. We've been punting for a while in that regard. Since the truck ran through our building. But we praise God because he's seen us through all the time and has always provided for us, Connie, in 8 years.
Always.
He always has. He's never left us, and he's always been there and brought people in to be a part of the ministry. We've been seeing some new faces. There were like seven new people last Sunday, which is just huge. And we praise God for that, that he's doing that. And so we welcome you if you're in the Tampa Bay area. And we are not people to discriminate for any reason. In fact, we are extremely affirming and accepting, and wherever God has you in life, we welcome you. And come as you are and join us Sunday mornings at 11 and Wednesday night at 7. Can you tell them what happens on Wednesday night?
Wednesday night we have prayer meeting at 6:45.
Yeah.
6:30, 6:45.
Yeah, something like that.
And then 7 o'clock we have Bible study, and we have tables set up. We sit around and we have a certain group of scriptures that we go through, or a topic that we're going through, and just talk about it.
Yeah. Everybody kind of participates, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they bring their Bible, their notebook, and it's not a preaching session. Mm-hmm. It's a teaching, and we teach the word, and my goal is always to get everybody involved in that discussion and get your opinions and really have people think, you know, what the scripture is saying and how it applies to them on their daily basis. And we do encourage people to write down, take notes. You get your notebook right there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're an example, Connie, of all the time taking good notes and going back over them sometimes.
I don't know
they
if
help
anybody
you.
Could ever read them.
Well, you know, just so you can read them. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
And you've got notes from clear back. So, you know, we encourage that. So if you are in the Tampa Bay area, we welcome you to join us on Wednesday night for Bible study. We're actually working on something to be able to get that Bible study out on the air somehow, too. So we'll let you know as that develops. But for now, Wednesday night at 7, Sunday morning at 11, and always live on this radio show. Connie, you were on the very first show that we did, April the 15th of 2007, 2.5 years ago. We since have already had our 100th show, which was back this year, March 8th, which was a great show. We had all our contributors on at once. Mm-hmm. Remember, this room was just clear full.
Mm-hmm.
That 100th show is on our website, Connie.
Yes.
And people can go and listen to that. And it is actually 2.5 hours long. It is an incredible show. I'm very proud of that show. And I don't say that in a prideful way, but
we had great cake afterwards, too.
We had great anniversary cake and balloons, and we had a whole crew here, and there's like 10 contributors, and some of them on the phone that call in from other states were involved in that show, and that show was what we called Go Ye. Get out of your comfort zone and get out there and do something for God. And that is on our website, and that is, tell them our website address, if you will.
www.
It's not really five W's, guys. There's really three.
BeaconofHopeMinistries.com. And it's ministries is IES.
IES. Mm-hmm. BeaconofHopeMinistries.com. And right now, if you're listening and want to call in during this next few minutes and give a comment or a question, you can do that, or you can email us at pastor@BeaconofHopeMinistries.com. So we're glad everybody's joined us. And another thing that I'll just bring up real quickly, and then we're going to get back to Psalm 116 here, Connie. We've been taking partners now for the radio ministry. And that's something we didn't used to do. The ministry is always paid for it every month. every week we pay as you go here at the radio station. Mm-hmm. You put a check in the box, and then you come in and have your show. And so God has always, there's not been one week, Connie, that we have not been able to pay the bill. But we want to expand our outreach ministry, and so we have begun to take partners, and we have several partners now that are contributing monthly or weekly to the radio broadcast. We still need a few more partners to cover everything. You can go to our website, beaconofhopeministries.com, and actually go to our PayPal and pay and donate that way, and you can send me an email at pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. Let me know that you want to be a partner, and we will add you to our partner list. So that's a cool thing, don't you think?
Yeah.
Because what happens to people when they team up with ministries, and not just Beacon of Hope, but I mean, I've been a partner with Kenneth Copeland. I was for years and years. Kenneth Hagin, Marilyn Hickey, Joyce Meyer, some of us have been. There's been a lot of us that have been partners with ministries for years. What is the benefit of that?
You're planting seed.
Yes.
You're planting into a ministry that has fruit.
Exactly.
And you don't really want to plant into something unless you see that they have fruit.
Right. And what do you mean by fruit?
Fruit is that you're getting results. You're living what you're saying you're doing. You're
right.
There's benefits to what we're doing. And you can actually see them.
Exactly.
You know, it's like...
That's a good point.
When we talk about our prayer time on Wednesday nights and our prayer lists, and we have a prayer team, we have an internet address for prayers, prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com. And, you know, anytime somebody has an urgent or maybe not even an urgent prayer, but has a prayer, you know, email the website, prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com, and it automatically or very soon gets sent out to our prayer team.
Right, which is growing all the time.
Yeah.
People are joining.
And if you want to be a member of the prayer team, email that same address and say, you know, I want to be a part of the prayer team.
Right.
And they'll put you on the prayer list
to receive those,
as the prayers go out.
And it's cool because Alice and Deb, who Alice really is the prayer team captain, team leader, she always writes a prayer, doesn't she, on those?
Yeah, because sometimes we don't have time. You know, we don't have time to just stop what we're doing.
Right.
But if you quick read the email, you see you got an email that says prayer request or urgent prayer need.
Right.
You know, open it up, read through it, and then at the end of it, it there's a written prayer.
Right.
And so you've done it.
Right. You can just pray it.
And just when you have time, go back and reread it again.
Right.
And you're
doing the same thing. Oh, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. It really is. So we welcome you to do that. And that address is prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com. And you can write that and become part of the prayer team and or send your requests in anytime. Okay, we're back to Psalm 116. And we're talking here about praising God and why don't people praise God, Connie? I mean, a lot of people did not grow up in churches or families that praised God, you know, settings. And maybe it wasn't a common thing. The little church that you grew up in, did you go regularly? Did you go?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. And we had, you know, I remember there were a lot of older couples in the church.
Right.
And, you know, several of the guys, praise the Lord, you know. So at any given time, somebody was yelling out.
Right.
You know, and so it was just common.
It was common. You grew up with that being normal.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people grew up we have a lot of people at Beacon of Hope that were Roman Catholic as children and even into young adulthood. And they didn't grow up hearing that kind of thing. They didn't grow up in a church like we do at Beacon where we get blessed and we lift our hands, we praise God, and, you know, we want to be in tune with God in that way. A lot of people didn't grow up that way, and it becomes a little strange
to them
when they walk in the door. And, You know, but it becomes...
Some of them just leave, too.
Some of them, yeah, go, yeah. Forget that. That's yeah. a little strange. But, I mean, we're not doing weird things. No. I mean, it's nothing like that.
No
it's
snakes.
Just simply... No snakes. Nothing like that. It's just simply praising God and saying, God, we love you, and we're vocal with it, you know? Mm-hmm. I really believe, Connie, that there's a lot of people out there that are... They're content to just occasionally lay their head on the pillow and go, God, thanks for a great day, you know, or thanks for this, or thanks for that promotion. But that's like as far as it goes, you know?
Well, it's that whole thing about how a lot of people know how to contact God.
Right.
But they don't know anything about him because
right.
they've never taken the time to learn about him, to read the Bible, to know what Jesus is like.
Right.
You know, what kind of person he was, what he did for us.
Exactly.
All those teachings that he did
right.
in his time on earth. And... the nature of God and all those
right.
things in that we find in the Bible.
Yes.
They don't feel that they need that kind of relationship.
Right.
So they know how to contact him if they need him, but they don't have a relationship.
Right. Exactly. And the relationship is the whole thing.
Right.
One of the things you've been saying for how long now, I know, you know what I'm about
yes.
to say, so go ahead and tell them what it is that you've been saying. And it's so true.
Well, one night at Bible study, we were talking and I said, you know, it's kind of like, it's just as if God had put in everybody that he left a space in everybody's heart
yes.
that only he can fill.
Only he can fill.
And we call it the God-shaped hole.
Right.
And actually, there's two different songs out there about that we found out.
Right.
And
didn't know that when you were
yeah,
saying all that.
Yeah. But that he put that special place because he put us on earth to have a relationship with us.
Amen.
With everybody. Since the beginning of time,
yes.
he wanted to have a relationship with Adam and Eve. And then, you know, the sin happened and, you know, that's when we all grew
yes.
to think that God was this God with this big hammer.
Exactly.
That was waiting to just whack us in the head at every little turn that we did
right.
wrong.
A very angry God. A lot of people yeah. grew up with that concept of God.
Yeah, well, and actually, the more you read the Bible and the more you read John and even read in the Old Testament, the more you realize what kind of God we
Amen.
Have. A God
Amen.
Who is a loving, kind,
Amen.
Nurturing God who wants
yes.
to be a part of our life, everyday life, in every aspect of our life.
Right.
If you allow him, you know, I remember somebody saying, you know, God doesn't sit up there and make sure you have a parking space when you pull in the parking lot, blah, blah, blah. Well, I choose to believe he does.
Yes, he does.
You know, he knows that
my
I'm
mother
saying,
always used to
hey,
pray for
you
that.
Know, it'd really be nice if I get a parking space up close, but if you don't feel like it today or if somebody else needs it, it's okay, you know. But inevitably, there's a parking space.
Exactly. My mother always did that when I was a child, and she said, hey, you know, it's okay to ask God. My mother taught me that as a child, and she was right.
Mm-hmm.
Ask him for things like that,
mm-hmm.
you know? And he wants to be more involved in our lives, doesn't he, Connie, than we so often think or allow?
Mm-hmm.
So often we get like, wait a minute, God, I don't know if I want you this involved with my life.
Yeah, because we think, you know, being a Jesus freak's not cool.
Right.
You know, and you know how.
But it really is cool.
Yeah, it is cool. It's very cool because it's like having an army on your side that nobody really.
Yes.
Unless you're involved in it, nobody knows about it.
Right.
And it's like having, you know, it's just like having the luck or of the Irish or luck
right.
of, you know,
the
whatever
blessing.
It is.
It's the blessing.
Yeah.
It's the blessing
yeah.
because God lives, comes and lives on the inside of us, and he's right there. You can talk to him day or night, 24/7. You know, he never takes a vacation. Oh, wait a minute, I've closed for business during these hours. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm taking my siesta right now. God doesn't do that. He is always, one of his descriptive words is, adjectives, is that he's omnipresent, which
mm-hmm.
means he is always there, okay? He's always present and accounted for. He's right there, you know?
And then somebody's going to say, well, if it's so great having a relationship, then why have you been going through all this stuff? Why'd you wreck your car?
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Somebody might be thinking that, Connie.
Because I was just thinking that, you know, and you just have to, there are some things in life that are going to happen no matter what. And it's, yes, like we said in the beginning, it's how you deal with them, how you respond to them. And there's always, somewhere or another, there's always somebody watching to see how you're going to react.
Exactly.
And it may be that time, it may be that moment where that makes a difference or a change in somebody else's life.
Absolutely.
And so you have to do what you need to do. And that doesn't mean that you don't sometimes get mad or throw stuff or, you know, but you ask for forgiveness because, you know, you had a lapse of...
Right, a lapse of judgment there.
Yeah.
Woo! So. And so we learn to praise God in the midst of our circumstances. Right. We're going to come back and talk more about this in just a moment. You have selected Blessed Be Your Name by New Song.
Well, you know, I have to have a new song.
Yeah, I know. So aren't they great? What a great group. Listen to this. We'll be right back for a conversation.
Psalm 41.
Psalm 41. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that right?
The Lord tonight. We proclaim your righteousness in this great assembly. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Blessed be your name.
Blessed be your name in a land that is plentiful, where the streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place. Though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. The sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name.
Praise God. I like that. That's a new rendition I haven't heard.
Yeah,
blessed
that's
be
their,
the name.
It's from their worship CD.
That's
all these
great.
All these are from worship CDs.
That is fantastic. By New Song. Mm-hmm. We're glad you've joined Living the Good Life today from Beacon of Hope Ministries. Go back with us to Psalm 116. We also invite you to email or send a comment or a question if you like to pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com during the show. Psalm 116, look with me at about five or six. God is gracious. It is he who makes things right. Our most compassionate God. That doesn't say our most angry God. That doesn't say our most vengeful God, or the God that tries to get even with you. It says our most compassionate God. God takes the side of the helpless. When I was at the end of my rope, he saved me. Well, that's a reason to praise God right there, Connie, because there are times we get into a situation where we feel like we're at the end of our rope. You know what? Mm-hmm. We just feel like there's just no answer. There's no way to turn. And in today's economy, and with so much that's happened in the last couple of years with people's jobs and their situations, I think a lot of our listeners may be feeling that very thing right this moment.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
That they're at the end of the rope, you know, that where's God in the midst of all this? You know, actually, it was about a year ago right now, the financial collapse, you know, in 2008. This is 2009, November.
Right. It was right before the election.
It was right before the election that things just absolutely collapsed. And it was just really a difficult time. People were losing money every time they turned around, you know, the stock market and all those things, job loss has been huge. In all of that, sometimes we feel that we're at the end of our rope. And God takes the side of the helpless. God wants to be involved in your life. And this whole series we're doing is thanks be to God, okay? We've got to learn to give thanks to God even before we see the answer, Connie. Why is that so hard?
Well, because we're a society that likes to have things in hand when we before we think.
Right.
I mean, we're just, you know, we just don't.
We don't like to wait, do we?
We don't like to wait, and we don't. It's hard to trust.
Yes.
In this age, it's hard to trust each other, let alone trust God.
It is. Why? And I think, and this word has been rolling around in me, and I haven't discussed this with you, but I'm just going to say it now. The word disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
You want to comment on that?
Disappointment going on. Disappointment in people's behaviors. Disappointment, you know, in children. Children feel disappointed when their parents act a certain way.
Right.
Parents feel disappointed when their children act a certain way.
Right.
And, I mean, just there's a lot of disappointment in, quote, what President Obama hasn't done,
right?
Supposedly.
Right.
And, you know, in a year, he's had a year.
And yet he said this is going to take a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, disappointment is rampant. Mm-hmm. And when disappointment controls us, we don't feel like thanking God, do we?
No, because you can't see the end.
Right.
Because you're in the midst of the garbage.
Because you're in the midst of the garbage, and all you're seeing is the garbage, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, let's go on in this. Here's what he said. The psalmist says to himself in verse 7 of Psalm 116. I said to myself, relax and rest. Relax and rest. We're going to come back to that, Connie, in a few minutes when you and I talk about this. God has showered you with blessings. I want to come back to that phrase too. Soul, you've been rescued from death. Eye, you've been rescued from tears. And you, foot, you are kept from stumbling. Verses 7 and 8, we're going to come back to a minute, and we're going to talk about these in detail. So let's go on to verse 9. I'm striding in the presence of God, alive in the land of the living. Are you alive today, those of you out there listening? Are you living? Are you dead? You're mostly dead. Remember that line from The Princess Bride? I'm mostly dead. Are you mostly dead?
There's a lot of walking dead people.
There's a lot of walking dead people that are just kind of waiting to die, that have just crumpled up on the inside. Our mission and vision at Beacon of Hope is where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. And we believe there's so many hurting lives out there. And here's what the psalmist says in Psalm 116, verse 9. I'm striding. Striding means I'm walking along. You know, I'm like a, hey, you
it's
know.
It's even more than walking. It's like
power
loping,
walk, right?
Yeah.
Loping, like skipping.
Mm-hmm.
Like skipping, isn't it? I'm skipping along in the presence of God. Remember when we were kids, Connie, we skipped? I haven't skipped for years.
Yeah.
Alive in the land of the living. If you're listening to this right now, you are alive, okay? And I stayed faithful. Here's what the psalmist says. I love this. I stayed faithful, though bedeviled. I mean, you know, a lot of us have been beaten up by the devil. You talked earlier about some of the awful things that have happened to you in the last few months. I mean, you've been through it. Last year and a half, Connie, you've had, and I have too, an awful lot of hard things happen to us, you know?
But, you know, I just honestly feel like, I mean, I could really get down about it, but I just feel like there's something that's about to happen.
Right.
That the devil keeps trying to keep me from. You know, he keeps
Absolutely.
Trying to stir it up.
Right. Because he does not want us walking in blessings. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want us walking in the confidence of God, that God loves us and has a plan for us and that he's got a future for us. Mm-hmm. You know, the devil wants us all beat up thinking nothing good's ever going to come. Right. Nothing's ever going
to
change.
He's not listening to you. See, he's not doing anything you asked. Blah,
right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right. I can tell you that the Bucks could have gotten out there on that field today and said, you know what? We've lost all 7 games so far this season. We're just not going to report for duty today. We're just going to stay home. We're just going to go to the movies, lay on the beach, whatever. They could have done that, but what did they do? They suited up, even in their old orange uniforms, and they went out there and they played hard and they won the game and it turned the tide, but it took decision, did it not?
Yeah. They had to make the choice.
They had to make the choice. Mm-hmm. Spiritually.
Show up or not.
Show up or not. Spiritually, we're called for the same thing, Connie.
Right. Either show up or.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're called to get with it spiritually and not take it so for granted. And instead, get busy and work for God's kingdom and what he wants mm-hmm. us to accomplish on this earth. So here's what the psalmist says in Psalm 116, verse 9. I'm striding or skipping in the presence of God. Alive in the land of the living, I stayed faithful, though bedeviled, and despite a ton of bad luck. Sometimes just bad luck comes down. Despite giving up on the human race, saying they're all liars and cheats. Boy, we can go with that, don't we? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we feel like that. And verse 12 of Psalm 116, what can I give back to God for the blessings he's poured out on me? I'll lift high the cup of salvation, a toast to God. I'll pray in the name of God. There we go. Here's what we do. I pray in the name of God. Write these down. I'll complete what I promised God I'd do. And I'll do it together with his people. When they arrive at the gates of death, God welcomes those who love him. Oh God, here I am, your servant, your faithful servant. Set me free for your service. I'm ready to offer the thanksgiving sacrifice and pray in the name of God. I'll complete what I promised God I'd do. And I'll do it in the company with his people, in the place of worship in God's house in Jerusalem, God's city. Hallelujah. Look at all those things the psalmist is saying. The psalmist is saying, you know what? I've been all beaten up. I've been knocked around. I've been bedeviled, he calls it. I've had all kinds. He calls it a ton of bad luck, is what he calls it. What are those verses 9 through 11 in the NIV, Connie?
9 starts out with, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore, I said, I am greatly afflicted. And in my dismay, I said, all men are liars. How can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all of his people.
Amen.
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Mm-hmm. O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have freed me from my chains. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all of his people.
Wow.
In the courts of the house of the Lord, in the midst of, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord.
Woo!
David wrote this one, too?
It doesn't say that David wrote this one. Mm. Not sure who wrote this one. But isn't that powerful?
Mm-hmm.
That is saying, you know what? Yeah, I acknowledge I've had a lot of stuff happen to me. A lot of hard things. But in the midst of all this, I'm going to praise you, God. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to go forward. I am going to do everything you've called me to do. I'm going to continue to praise God with your people, which means in a body of believers, which we really encourage you, become a part of a body of believers. If nothing else, become a part of our Living the Good Life family here at Beacon of Hope, which mm-hmm. you can be, because God wants you to have those connections and be a part. You know, we're going to talk more about all this in just a moment. Connie, tell us about Magnificent and tell us about Hillsong, because we're going to play that song in just a moment.
Hillsong is such a wonderful group of praise and worship. It's a worship team from Australia.
Australia, right.
And
where that Geico Gecko may be from.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, somewhere down there.
Yeah.
Okay.
somebody thinks he is.
Right, that's right.
But they just, this is from one of their worship CDs too,
right.
Magnificent, and it just talks about all the wonderful aspects of God.
Wow.
He's magnificent as well as the song says.
Well, let's play it, and then we're going to talk about it on the other side.
Call forth songs of joy as the morning wakes. We, your children, give you praise. You are magnificent, eternally.
That's one of my new favorite songs, mm-hmm. Connie. Wow.
I don't know if you remember or not, but I think that was a song that we were doing the sign language to when that St. Pete Times.
Right, back in 06 mm-hmm. when that interview.
Was writing, yeah, wrote
that. Oh, that
article.
Is a great song. Praise God. Today we are talking about praising God. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And Connie Farmer and I are talking about how great God is and why not praise Him, you know? I mean, one of the reasons we don't, Connie, I think is because we get disappointed. We mentioned that in the last segment. We get disappointed because things don't go the way we think they should. And so then we begin to doubt, you know? From disappointment comes doubt, you know? Mm-hmm. And then we get into fear. Maybe God's not listening anyway. Maybe He doesn't really care. You know what I'm talking about?
I remember when I was a kid, and it's been a while ago.
It's been a while, Con.
You know, when you you would get all excited about things that you were gonna do or
right.
family was gonna do,
right?
And then somebody put a squelch on it,
right?
And so, you know, you got disappointed, and how you felt. And
right.
It was, you know, really hard to be nice to like your mom or your dad, whoever right. squelched it, you know.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I think it's kind of the same
yes,
thing. You know,
is.
We're just bigger kids.
Right.
And hopefully
yes.
we have a little bit better plans for our life than we did as a kid. But
right.
We don't know, you know, and part of what you're, you know, they're part of what the parents' job or role is to make. Is to make sure that we're doing things that are
exactly
right,
exactly.
Or, you know, that are right for us. And so God has the whole picture. Parents, in some respect, have the whole picture
right.
for their child, or at least for that particular
event
situation.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And but God really has the whole picture.
Oh,
you
my.
Know, and how he sees it. He knows the beginning and the end.
It's got to be a trust issue. Marla, yeah. are you on the line?
Hi, I'm with you.
Marla!
I had technical difficulties, so I'm just now able to sign on my third browser, so I apologize.
Oh, wow.
No problem.
We're just glad to hear from you. You've been listening. Do you know what we've been talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
And we were just talking about the things that keep people from praising God, Marla. You know, the circumstances in our lives and things. Don't you think that people get caught up in the daily whatever? Do you have a comment about all of that?
Well, the one thought that keeps coming back into my mind personally is my emotions.
Okay.
My emotions, when I'm all emotional, is the last thing. I'm depressed because of suppression and oppression from just life's trials and errors, and
right.
and then you're just feeling so burdened that I don't stop to think that I could just give it to him.
Right.
You know, I know we're supposed to give it to him, but yet it just seems like we start making excuses. Well, he doesn't, you know, don't burden him with these trivial matters and
right.
all. And he cares about everything,
absolutely.
Even the little things.
And then I think that is so true. I agree with you. And I think then we get caught up in escape things, to escape the pain of what's going on. And nothing against TV. I love TV. But sometimes we escape for hours into a show or a video game or something just to not have to deal with stuff. You know what I'm talking about, Marla?
Right. Just like in today's sermon, which was excellent, by the way.
Thank you. I thought it was, too. It helped me.
How much is she paying
excellent.
You?
it gave me a whole
perfect.
New perception on Moses
right.
and the people, the Israelites. And although, you know, we want something tangible, we want something to touch, to feel, we want instant gratification, we want mm-hmm. a quick fix. And when we know we have to wait and persevere and we have to trust and give away the control, you know, that's when we turn to overeating or indulgence of something to numb us, either
right.
visually through the television or some, you know, turn to alcohol or drugs or,
right.
or other vices. And
right.
And although that's a temporary Band-Aid, you know.
That's all it is.
And God is the fixer. He's not going to treat the symptom. He's going to treat the problem.
He's going to get the root of it.
But we have to give it to him. And that's hard sometimes.
And Marla, why is it that humans don't just naturally want to praise God? I mean, I think the devil hates praise. And I want to bring this out in this month of November. Praise is one of our most powerful weapons, yet the devil tries to convince us that it's not going to change anything if we praise God.
Well, some people think, you know, they don't understand about the trial and error. And also, it's like, well, if God loves you so much, then why are you sick? Or why is he letting this person
like Connie
die
said a minute
from
ago.
Cancer?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
Or why, you know, and then they turn away from God. Not instead of leading on him, they turn away and they blame God. And Satan
yes.
just plays into that, and he
yes.
feeds that into your mind to, you know, if God loves you so much, then he would have prevented this or stopped that or, you know. And you can't allow that negative, destructive thinking into your mind. You have to just throw it out when it comes in, because he attacks us all, Christians, non-Christians, more so Christians.
Pastors,
you know,
leaders, it doesn't matter.
Oh, pastors and leaders, the music.
Yes.
He always goes after the music because that was where he,
exactly.
he ruled, you know.
Exactly.
But what's really important is sticking together, you know, having a support
Amen.
group.
Amen.
That's why church is so so vital.
It's important.
It's so important because we all go through such, I mean, we're all going to die one day, and we all have loss issues and sickness issues and even a loss of a job. It could be devastating, and to have that family outside of your family.
Amen.
To support you and to pray with you and to pray for you is so important. That's why we're having so much of this violence, this out-of-control rage and chaos. I seriously think they do not have a support Christian group.
Right.
You know?
And, you know, Marla, Wednesday night at Bible study, Doug mentioned, one of our guys, Doug, said there is such energy and strength with fellowship one with another, like on Bible study night, where we can share our issues and we can say, this is really bothering me, you know, and where we can discuss how important it is to thank God in the midst of the situation. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, in every situation, it could be worse. And He has given us, I mean, even in the midst of our troubles, you know, that it's not as bad as it could be.
Right.
There's other people going through much worse. So,
right.
I mean, I thank God for my bed.
Right.
I thank God for my toothbrush. I mean, there's things that I could easily take for granted. But, I mean, I am rich compared to a lot of people.
That is so weird. You said you thank God for your bed because I love my bed. I bought it 5 or 6 years ago. And so often when I lay down and I say that, Marla, I say, thank God for this wonderfully comfortable bed, because I have actually grown up as a missionary's kid, slept on what we called a petate, which is just a little straw mat, which on a cement floor at times. And, you know, I guess I am thankful. I really am. And it's hard sometimes for us, especially in America, don't you think, Marla, to realize how much we have, you know?
And that's why, you know, going to church and being able to have others lean on you for support. You know, I was a beginner at one time. I remember how scared and how insecure I was and unsure, and it was hard to walk in faith. You know, I remember those times that I had to hold on to everyone else's coat, you know?
Right.
And just grab at a straws and just get, I mean, I was like a little kid. And now, after the 8 years that I have been, I'm not there yet, but I have grown so much.
You're getting
much
stronger, aren't you?
I'm stronger. I'm more mature. I understand it's going to take time. I understand to, you know, just lean on my faith. And I can help others who are beginning their walk or you know, it's a give and take. It's a give-and-take process, and I'm glad that we have that.
We have each other.
And when people start the thinking and just all this regurgitation of negativity and woe
right.
is me, you know, I like to share my story with them and let them, and then they realize what, you know, they're really not as bad off as they think they are.
Absolutely. And in the midst of the breast cancer diagnosis that you had and after that, the mastectomies and so forth that you went through, Marla, I have seen you grow. We can say that, can't we,
Absolutely.
Connie? Marla has grown through this and learned to trust God. You, Connie, you had a comment to that a minute ago. You lost it, what you were going to say?
Yeah.
But Marla, you are so right. It's learning to trust God and learning to praise Him in the midst of the fiery furnace. You know, in the midst of the situation that is so hard, in the midst of the bad diagnosis, in the midst of the person who walks out and leaves you, in the midst of losing a job, it is in the trial that we learn to trust God. Don't you think, Dick?
Right. I mean, I lost my job. I lost my puppy drowned in my pool. My fiance went ballistic on me and started doing drugs, and so I had an eviction. And then, you know, I thought I lost everything, and then I finally said, well, at least I have my health. So I went down to get a checkup, and I was told I had breast cancer. So, I mean, I had lost everything, and then I had to go bankrupt.
Yeah.
So in my business I started. So I lost just about everything. The only thing I was sure of was that God was with me and that He was going to stay with me and that I was going to go to heaven if I died.
Right.
And so I just hung on to that. And through the midst of all that, He blessed me. He took care of me. He put excellent people in my path. He put my right partner in my life. you know, he gave me double for my trouble. And along the way, I was able to bring three people to Christ that had never even considered giving him the time of day. So I am honored to have been used in such a way. You know?
And that probably that would not have happened had you not been going through these things. Connie has a comment for you, Marla.
Oh, please.
Do I?
Yeah, I think you do.
Oh. No, I was just writing down the names of songs.
Oh, you were just
for next week.
And Connie has been a blessing. The whole
Sorry,
time
I'm doing my homework for next week, Marla, while you're talking.
Huh?
I'm doing my homework for next week. Music. While
Am I boring you, Connie?
No. It's words that you're saying that bring. They're bringing songs to mind so that I can start listening to those through the week.
There you go.
What you were saying was words from that song, Through It All.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay. And there's another thing in the midst of, I think there's a song somewhere. I just have to research it somewhere. But there's a song that says in the midst of something, like our trials.
God is there. Yeah, there is something like that.
Yeah, and so that's, I was just writing those notes down so that I'd remember to, because, you know, my mind's a terrible thing to waste, but.
But Marla, if we just took your story, Connie's story, and my story of the last, say, 5 years, it would encompass most of the awful things that happen to people. I mean, I've lost my dad, and there's just been an awful lot of financial stuff, and there's just been a lot of things
in business. Is that the way business sounds?
Oh, my. All these things that have happened to us, but we are three people right here on the air today, present live on this November the 8th of 2009, saying that through it all, God has taught us that all, we have to praise him. We have to love him. We have to praise him and trust him in the midst of the struggle. Now, what's your comments, both of you?
The thing that I have to say is that in our community,
right,
we're a community where people don't want us in their churches.
Yeah.
And I believe that if we can come through these things and we can be examples. Well, that was a pop. We can be examples for other people to see that that it's okay.
Right.
And that there is someone that they can depend on.
Amen.
Because most of the people in our community have been hurt.
Exactly.
And abused and misused.
All
and,
right.
You know, everything wrong they've been through. And, you know, part of what we're here for is kingdom business.
Amen.
And we need to be the light that they're looking for.
Amen.
Bottom line, straight through.
Amen. Marla, your comment on that.
I agree. I agree 100%. You know, and when I was listening to everybody in society tell me how I was going to go to hell in a handbasket,
right,
because I didn't cookie cut fit into their little mold,
right,
I was sinning then and living in sin then. But when I stopped believing them and God told me he loved me and showed me he
Amen.
Loved me and blessed me with miracles, which he doesn't waste, that's when my life turned around for the good. And I don't drink, smoke, do drugs. I don't go and sleep around or none of that. You know, I'm doing everything I could possibly do to live for God.
Amen.
And if somebody wants to condemn me because, you know, I'm not married with children and a picket fence out front, then I'll pray for them. Because,
you got Kiwi.
You know, my life is fabulous today.
Amen.
Because I live for God.
Because you live for God.
I look forward
right.
to church.
Amen.
Because I have a beautiful, wonderful church family who love each other, and we're not hypocrites, and we are sincerely care about one another.
Amen.
You know, we want to help each other grow.
We take
we want
care
to
of
help
each other.
The community. So, you know, it's a blessing to be a Christian, and
Amen.
We don't have to worry about it because we know that God's there with us. He's going to be there if he brings it to you. If he brings it to it, he's going to see you through it.
That's right.
Amen.
That's what I have to say. Thank you.
And he
Woo!
Never closes the door without opening
now.
Another
All
one.
All right.
He never closes the door
he
without opening
not.
Another one or
he
a window
does.
Or some
Because he's got the plan. Listen to Kathy Tricoli's song, Hallelujahs. Marla, do you want to stick around for final thoughts, or are you out of here?
No, I'll stick around.
All right, hang
okay,
on.
Girl.
All right.
Kathy Tricoli.
Oh.
purple sky to close the day. Away the surf where dolphins play. The taste of salt, the dance of waves. And my soul wells up with hallelujahs. A lightning flash, my pounding heart. A breaching well, a shooting star. Give testimony that you are. And my soul wells up with hallelujahs. Oh, praise him all his mighty works. There is no language where you can be heard. Your song goes out to all the earth. Hallelujah.
Praise God. What a great time the show has been. Marla, are you still there?
Here.
All right. Connie, I'm going to start with you. Give us some thoughts here of what we've been talking about today. And how do we, what thoughts do we want to leave with this audience today that's listening and that will tune in on our website? Because our radio shows are, a lot of them, put on the website from time to time. You can go back and listen to them. And so somebody may be listening to this a year from now. You know, you never mm-hmm. know. So that's the benefit of a website that we can put our radio shows on. So go ahead. What's God saying to you through all this?
I think that he's saying we need to be the examples for people.
Right.
Not necessarily for them to live their lives the way we live them.
Right.
But for us to be the water.
Right.
To quench their thirst.
Right.
The light that helps them find their path.
Amen.
And just be who we need to be for them. And through it all.
Through it all.
You know, just learn to trust him.
Exactly.
And I guess, and I kind of said this before in different times when I've been on, is if you think life is so bad, your life is so bad, you don't know which way to turn, what do you have to lose? Try it.
Try God.
Just try it.
Try God. Get
Take
in.
A chance.
Exactly.
You have nothing left to lose.
Right. Try God.
Try it.
Woo. Marla, where are you?
I'm right here.
Talk.
This is a new day.
Amen.
Every day you get up, this is a new day.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're hurting, talk to him as if he's in the room. Because He always is listening. He
Amen.
Always cares.
Yes.
And although he doesn't audibly reply back to you, God is wonderful in working and showing you that he is listening
right.
through other people, through animals, through daily activities. Things will come
through
and
the
happen.
Word. Yeah.
The word, I mean, it's amazing how many ways that he comes.
Did you hear
and
Kiwi?
Lessons. Yeah. Through Kiwi, yeah,
he's talking.
Hear him
talking.
We just heard him, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he will. God just blesses you
right
with
on
other
cue.
People.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Marla, we can be an example to each other to see each other's lives and say, hey, they're managing somehow. That person is managing to praise God in the midst of difficult times. Mm-hmm. There must be something to it, or they wouldn't be taking the time to thank God, praise God, read their Bible, and all that. Don't you think? Examples
yeah.
are, I mean, it's so important to be that example, you know?
Well, today is a scary day. I mean, now we've got this movie 2012
oh,
that people are so
yes.
afraid of.
Right.
It's just, they're just so afraid of more loss.
Right.
You know?
People are
and,
afraid to die, too.
Right.
Because
I mean,
they don't
really
know where they're going to go.
The world and all. And, mm-hmm. you know, God is the only one that really knows the time
right.
of all of any of us. So just walk in faith.
Walk in
just
faith.
Walk in faith. Trust him. Be near him. Stay near him. When the going gets rough, hold on tighter.
Amen. Call, mm-hmm. God's word says in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. In other words, God's right there ready to respond. I mean, oh, what a blessing. This show and this month of November, we are all about teaching about learning to praise God, thanking God in our circumstances, and seeing God move, because he responds to praise.
Right.
He really responds to praise. He loves it, just like a parent loves it when a kid calls and says, I love you, you know?
Yeah, because he doesn't know
right.
that we really care about him unless we acknowledge it.
Unless we acknowledge it. Yes, absolutely. Marla, right. what a joy. Do you have a final comment there?
One final. If you're hurting, just get to the radio. Get to a radio station that plays Christian music.
Right.
It's amazing
yeah.
how a song will come on and
yes.
it will speak right to your heart.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, we said this earlier, but we welcome people to our services at Beacon of Hope. We're small, but we're mighty.
Mm-hmm.
And we are word-based, and we love God with all our hearts, and that's what it's all about. We don't care if you're black or purple or striped or green or whatever you are welcome at Beacon of Hope Ministries. Thank you, Marla, and you are a wonderful worship leader, and you did another wonderful job again today. So give our love to Alina, to your mama and all, and we are continuing to pray for Mama Carmen, who
mm-hmm.
broke her hip and had surgery a week ago
yep.
today and is doing better.
Yep.
So praise God. Connie, thanks, Marla.
Thank you. Bye.
Marla, I mean, Connie, it's been a joy, isn't it, to
yes.
always be? Yeah.
This is so cool.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah.
And you know what? Our word for this hour as we leave today is the same. It's not far to Jesus. And it's just a matter of calling out his name. You've been listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And we are a global ministry located in Clearwater, Florida, and in different parts of the United States and hopefully other countries as time goes on. We are here for you. You can email me personally at pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. Go to our website, beaconofhopeministries.com. Check us out. Find out all about us. We hope to see you if you're in the Tampa Bay area at one of our services very soon. Tell somebody about this show, Living the Good Life, and we will be here live next Sunday. At this time, maybe I'll be in my red Bucks t-shirt again.
You should.
Yeah, you never know. God bless you. It's not far to Jesus.